Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wake up to your own potential. Realize how divine and magnificent you are. And realize you have the power to make changes. You are not stuck. You can begin to make changes by changing the way you think.
See, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. When this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets simple.
This life is not here to make you suffer. This life is here to make you understand what is your potential. And you maybe think my potential is to become a filmmaker, and then it fails and you don't become a filmmaker, yeah? Because maybe your potential is not in there. Maybe there is something bigger that you can become. This is also meaning, discover your potential.
In one of my seminars, here's what I teach. All life forms strive to the max of its potential except human beings. All life forms strive to the max of its potential except human beings. How tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. No, trees don't grow half. A tree drives its roots as deep as it can, reaches as high as it can, produces every leaf it can, every fruit it possibly can. To the max, every life form strives to the max, except human beings. Now, why not human beings? Jot this down. You've been given the dignity of choice. You're not a robot. You don't have to repeat this year the same as last year. You can tear up last year's plan, develop a new plan. The choice is up to you.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
You are unstoppable. And because you're unstoppable, because you've got power that you haven't even begun to use yet, you owe it to yourself to release your brakes. How many of you have the experience of pulling out of your driveway and you mashed on the accelerator and the car was just going, and couldn't move, and you mashed harder and it couldn't move, and then you discovered you had your emergency brakes on. And then you release those emergency brakes and it goes, choo! Have you ever had that experience before? Most of us go through life with our brakes on, holding back, not giving all that we have, not sharing all of ourselves. Most of us go to our graves still holding on rather than releasing it.
The only thing gets me mad nowadays is that so many people die with untapped potential because they think that someone else is better than them. And they were born not with the greatest tools. You don't need shit. You need the ability to grind your ass to the fine powder. And when you're in that fine powder, find a way to build that mother back up repeatedly. And it's possible.
You don't know how good you are. Wise men have been telling you for centuries that you're only using about 10% of your potential. Now, you're no fool. When you hear that now, you know how to play the game. You're wise. You nod your head like, you really, yeah, you buy that. You're right. Yeah, I'm only using about 10%. But we really don't believe them when they tell us that. Most of us are too busy instead thinking up reasons why we know we can't make it. And when somebody else does succeed, how quick we are to think, wasn't he or she lucky? It's so much easier to feel sorry for yourself, isn't it, than to realize that you are the greatest miracle in the world.
If you study statistics, 95% of the people live their entire life and never live the way they want to live. You see, the idea behind it is that anybody can win, anyone at all. But if we start studying these statistics, I think we'll arrive at the conclusion, geez, I better start thinking for myself rather than follow everybody. Most people, they get a job, they look around, they see how everybody else is doing their work, and they start doing it the same way. They should stop and think, I wonder if any of these people know what they're doing. Is there a better way to do it? I think we should make a few waves. We should maybe stand out, be different. Not for the sake of being different,
okay,
but because we are different. We all think different thoughts. And I believe we should start to think and build images in our mind of what we'd like to do and then set out and do it.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
You could be way more than that. And it's a crime for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you. It hurts your family. It hurts the world. Really, really, it does.
Betting on yourself is believing in you, knowing who you are, what you're worth, and willing to work towards that to validate that reality. That's betting on yourself. Whatever decision emanates from that is based off of you looking at you and saying, I'm going for it.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort, and you'll realize there's no one to blame but yourself. As long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity to change it around. The only pain worse than failure is in the regret of never trying.
I still feel deep down within me that I want to do something impossible, that I want to do something difficult, that I want to do something hard. And that is my soul speaking to me. That is my growth challenging me. That is my potential screaming at me that it is not being utilized. I want to dig deep inside of me and I want to go and I want to be great. I want to utilize that potential. I want to go and reach those goals of mine because I don't think I'm going to feel like myself unless I do, because I'm very growth oriented. I'm very motivated.
Don't, however, worry about your individual potential. Potential is only the expression of a possibility, something that can be assessed accurately only in retrospect. In other words, you'll never know how good you might have become unless you try. So let's get with it.
Let me tell you a principle here that's critical. It's called the 30-day principle. The neuroscientists tell us that it takes 25 to 30 days to create a new neural pathway in your brain. It takes 25 to 30 days to lock in a new habit pattern. It takes 25 to 30 days to have your visualization and affirmation start to change the whole way your brain perceives the world. So as soon as you start visualizing and you do that for 30 days, the reticular system in your brain says, start letting in everything that will help us become a millionaire or solve world hunger. So you want to be visualizing for 30 days in a row without fail, whatever it is you want. The repetition over and over locks it into the unconscious and also opens up the perceptual field for you and also programs universal consciousness out there in the world.
This took me like 30 years to figure out, and I figured it out on this tour. There's a lot of potential you locked in your genetic code. And then if you put yourself in a new situation, then the stress, that's the situational stress that's produced by that particular situation, unlocks those genes and then builds new parts of you. And so that's very cool, because who knows how much there is locked inside of you.
The starting point of becoming a millionaire on the outside is for you to become a millionaire on the inside. Whenever you think about your work, repeat the words over and over again, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Combine these positive words with a mental image of yourself performing your task, your work, in an excellent way. Remember, there are no successful mediocrities. Everyone who is financially successful is recognized as being very good at what they do. So imagine yourself as relaxed and calm and confident and capable. What you see on the inside is what you will be on the outside.
Most people go through life quietly and safely, tiptoeing to an early grave. Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. Why? Because it does.
The guys at the top who become the best, where you call them the dominators, the goat of your field or whatever it is, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking good and great days. It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off. Go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. And he or she says, come on down, baby. I'm not taking that day off or the week off or the month off. That's why I'm the dominator.
You visualize and create a mental picture of your goal as if it were already a reality. Remember, all changes in your life begin with a change in your mental pictures. Act as if you already had the goal that you desire. So let us say, for example, you want to be financially independent. You want to be financially successful. How would you behave if you were financially successful? How would you dress? How would you organize your life? How would you treat other people? And one final thing that you can use to reprogram your mind is to talk to yourself positively about the person that you want to be and the things that you want to have. Keep talking to yourself about the things that you want to have and the person that you want to be. And each time you do, you're reprogramming. And your subconscious mind is accepting your new commands and is working 24 hours a day to bring them into your life. Just give it a try and see what happens.
He who has a why can bear almost any how.
You got to have a purpose every single day. What's your purpose? What are you getting up for? What are you getting up to accomplish? What are you getting up to do? Human beings are driven by purpose. We're not meant to sit around and scroll the internet. That's not what we're meant to do. We're meant to go do things and accomplish things and build things and create and contribute to things outside of ourselves. And when we don't have that purpose, we can't be happy.
The difference between should and must is reasons. Reasons come first, answers come second. If you got strong enough reasons, if you got a big enough why, you can figure out how to do anything.
Why do you want to fight?
What you talking about? I just told you why.
No, you didn't, Donnie. Why do you want to fight? I get why they want to fight you. I know what they're fighting for. What about you?
Why the don't you want to be in better shape? Why don't you want to be more successful? Maybe you can't find your why because you're lazy. Maybe you can't find your why because you have zero ambition. Regardless, you need to go out here and find it.
If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision, we die. Without a vision, we perish. Without a dream, we're nothing.
What's the chance of you making $1 million this year? Give me numbers. And everyone's like 0%, 0%, 0%, 1%. There's always 1%. It's like 5%. And that's like the most it'll get to. And I said, okay, I'm gonna give you the most extreme example, but I just wanna see what happens, okay? What's the percentage chance of you making $1 million this year legally? And if you don't, everyone that you love dies. And everyone's like 100%, 100%, 1,000, 1,000%. I said, what changed? The goal didn't change. The time frame didn't change. Why you're doing it changed. Would you wake up in the morning if everyone that you love's life depended on it and be like, yeah, well, maybe I should scroll on TikTok for a little while? No, you'd be like, I'm going to take action immediately. And so it doesn't need to be like a fear of losing everybody. But what's really behind that is like, why?
So you never wanted a regular type life. The f*** is that? Barbecues and ball games? Yeah.
If you want to feel like your life has meaning, if you want to go to bed and sleep with a clear conscience, if you want to wake up in the morning looking forward to the day, purpose is a more meaningful, more reliable category than happiness.
How do I know? A lot of people, when they think of the phrase, how do I know? They always want to put the what behind it. How do I know what I'm supposed to do? The question that you really should ask is, how do I know why I'm here? Because when you know your why, your what becomes more clear and more impactful.
In order to be successful, you need to have a powerful why. Why do you want to be successful?
Why do you want to achieve great things? Why are you doing the shit that you're doing on a daily basis? Why? I ask people this on a daily basis and everybody gives me these generic answers. Because I want to help people. Because I want to give back. Because I want to live a happier life. Why? What's the why here? Why do you want to do these things? Why do you want to feel this way? Why do you want to help people? Why do you want to give back? What's the reason? If you don't have a powerful reason, you're never going to reach your goals because you don't have something that's pulling you towards them. You don't have something that's going to wake you up before your alarm goes off. That why is everything. My why is very simple. I want to be remembered forever and I want to inspire one person a day because I know what it's like to struggle with the drugs and the alcohol and feeling like you're alone in life, having nobody to help you. What's your why?
You know, when you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're, and they'll tell you that too. You know, what the is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just relax? Why can't you just do this? Because I'm just not built that way, man.
Walk away from anyone or anything that gives you bad vibes. There's no need to explain yourself. There's no need to feel bad about it. This is your life. Make more space for your peace and your happiness. There is no more room for negativity in your future.
Talking to yourself in a positive way, what is called auto-suggestion, is the most powerful way of reprogramming your mind for success. By repeating any of these affirmations or by saying anything else that empowers and motivates you, it changes the chemical composition of your mind. These positive messages make you feel good about yourself. They release energy and they give you greater self-confidence. Positive self-talk.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Enables you to take complete control over your conscious mind. These words you say make you feel more focused and aware. They give you a greater sense of personal power. This is why most successful, happy people discipline themselves to maintain a positive inner dialogue. The payoff is tremendous.
If you don't have a strong enough why, if you don't know your compelling future, if you're not ready to climb through every brick wall, then go upstream and find that desire. Find it so when you're facing, oh my God, the money didn't come through, the bank fell through, the bank called their loan, or whatever you go through in different markets, if you're just thinking, I just want to make more money to get the Ferrari. You have a reason for that Ferrari. You have a reason for your success. You have a reason for your future. That's when you say, oh, this failed. Let's try again. That didn't work. Let's try again. And how many times do you have to try again? Who knows? Could be 100, right? It's the people who give up on the 60th one and don't realize that your 61st time of getting past that failure was your next level.
The purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little, do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? The main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
What's your rabbit?
What's your rabbit?
So what you focus on each day? What you running after? What you chasing after? You may not apprehend it, but what gets you out of bed without an alarm clock? What gets you going when you don't feel like it? Mm-hmm. What makes you go get it when everybody say you can't?
If you don't know where you want to go and who you want to be, you eventually just float around and you eventually crash.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. Once you know where you want to go, then you direct your time, your energy, and your attention to the execution and the achievement of that goal. It's all about intention. But most people walk around in life thinking that life is just a big fat lottery. And it's just not that case. Those that live by the lottery of life most likely end up losing.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
The first question people go to is how? And that's the wrong question. How is absolutely the wrong question to start with, because if you've never done it before, what that produces is uncertainty. If you have uncertainty, then you don't execute at the same level. It's like people say knowledge is power. We all know that's execution is power. Knowledge is potential power. Execution beats knowledge every day of the week. So my bias is towards action. Even if it's the wrong action, you're going to learn quicker than if you do nothing. But the challenge is people are asking how, and that produces uncertainty. What you got to ask is what and why.
Most people are afraid. Most people have been through shit in their life, and you have to really tap in, and you really have to get clear on your why and your driving force, and you have to face your fear. And until you do, you're not going to get what you want in life. And that's what holds most people back.
Poor people view money as something that they have to hold on to and conserve. Rich people view money as a tool that they can use to make more money.
It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire.
If you don't come from a rich family can come from you.
Stay focused, stay strong, grind it out, man. You gotta grind it out.
Millionaires don't become millionaires because they avoid buying $10 lattes at Starbucks. They become millionaires because they focus on making so much money, the latte doesn't freaking matter.
You can't save your way to being rich.
I'm telling you, bro, you gotta start surrounding yourself with money.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. And when you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect because it doesn't matter. At that point, I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
The quality of self-discipline is the quality that will make you a big success. It's the ability to force yourself to do what you know you should do. And here is the wonderful discovery. This persistence is self-discipline in action. Every time you persist, you build your self-discipline. Every time you practice self-discipline, you build your ability to persist. And the two of them are tied into your self-esteem. So the more you persist, the more you like yourself. And the more you like yourself, the more discipline you have. And the more discipline you have in practice, the more you like yourself. As a result, the more you persist. And eventually you get onto an upward spiral where you become absolutely unstoppable. You reach the point where you know you can achieve the goal and nothing in the world can stop you.
Whether I'm awake or asleep, all I think about is money.
I'm gonna be poor because I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
Possible. It's possible. The realm of possibility.
Sky's the limit.
Just something made up, mama.
I've been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every time.
What's in it for me?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump.
I love the game. I love the hustle. As long as I have money.
One of the toxic traits of highly successful individuals that end up becoming multimillionaires is that they believe that they're better than everyone else. Because you almost need to be delusional in order to actually go through the amount of challenge and struggle to be successful. You have to be lying to yourself.
What do you think that successful people do every day that other people don't?
They are the type of person that follows through. Like they are true to their word. And I started researching like some of the most successful people and like how they became so consistent. And what I found was that they are not the type of person who just has hardcore willpower. It's that they design an environment where their willpower isn't tested. I think if somebody can design an environment where their willpower won't be tested, it makes it easier to be consistent because just so many people don't do what they say they're going to do. So if people can have the integrity to just be consistent and then just to do what they say they're going to do, that's probably the two biggest keys I can think of for success.
Now here's the great discovery, and this again is life-changing. I call it the law of three. The law of three says that no matter how many things you do, how many tasks you do in a week or a month, and it's usually 20 or 30, three of those tasks account for 90% of your value. Only three. You make a list of all of your tasks, and I do this with the three magic questions. Magic question number one, if you could only do one thing on this list, one task on this list all day long, which one task would have the greatest positive impact on your career? And you say, if you could only do two things all day long, which would be number two? And you put a circle around that. If you could only do three things all day long, which would be number three? Put a circle around that. And suddenly it's almost like all these other tasks fade. So here's the rule for doubling your income and doubling it again and doubling it again. Do fewer things, but do more important things and do them more often and get better at them.
You can have what you want in 5 years. But there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Okay. Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. If you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability, then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
When you know your why, your what becomes more impactful because you're walking towards or in your purpose.
It don't happen overnight, and there's gonna be moments when it's really, really frustrating, and there's gonna be moments when it's really, really inspiring and empowering. And if you get too high off the highs and too low off the lows, you know, you're gonna take yourself on a ride that's very, very uncomfortable. I think it's just about being committed to the work. You know, appreciating, you know, when it's good and not stressing too bad when it's bad, just appreciating the work and staying focused on showing up every day.
Will you keep going?
In the face of
whatever.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. The problem is you. And you don't want to fix it. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to be remembered? That's it.
Man, just go for it. Just go for it, especially while you're young. You know, while you're still living underneath your parents' roof, that's where you have the most opportunity to make mistakes, get up, do it again. Man, go for it. Don't hesitate.
I left what was a safety net of a trade as a plumber to pursue a career in fighting when no one had done it before me. So simply they were just listening to what I was saying, and I was just telling them, trust me, I will do it. I told them by the time I am 25 years of age, I will be a self-made millionaire through this game. And my father laughed in my face at that time, and it was a friendly situation, but now I am 26 years of age and I have achieved that goal.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. The best quality in the world that you can develop is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs.
most of the time we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish the instructors keep on running. I wish for rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the you are.
If you want to do something, go to someone who has already done it and then do exactly what they tell you. Ask them if they would help you get the results they're getting. And they will say yes, and then you got to do exactly what they tell you. I want to suggest that you turn your annual income into a monthly income. Now, that's only multiplying by 12. I multiplied it by 43.75, and I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have the help that you're getting right now. You can do it. And then I took it over a million. That was the big magic number, one to earn a million. Well, I earned one. I've earned many millions. You know something? If I can, you can. You see, that's what makes me so adamant about this. I know if I did it, anybody can do it.
You want to think about the man you have to create to attract $1 million, not make a million.
Yeah, but I'm trying. I'm trying. That's what they say.
They think they're trying, but they have to be around people who know what to do. Like someone would come up to me, I'd be like, what do you do for a living? I say, it's what I don't do. If you minus all the stuff you shouldn't be doing and you put all your energy towards what you know you should, you'll be at such a high level. You'll look around and in 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you'll be better than everybody at what you do because they're pissing their time off. They're drinking. They're doing all these things they shouldn't do. They're not productive. You just put your time in every day for 5, 6, 7 years. You look around. You're the best at what you do. It's just a byproduct of having quality habits. Truly becoming successful is sacrificing today for a better tomorrow.
Who's winning in this economy right now?
The rich. Guys like me. You know, we have gone from having 93 billion, top 400 in 1982 to having 2.4 trillion, 25 for one. People who, it becomes a more and more specialized market economy. It was right. An agrarian economy a couple hundred years ago. It's very hard, you know, to get 20 times the wealth of the next guy because you were a little bit better farmer. But if you're better at some skills now, you can become incredibly wealthy at a very young age, not because you earned the money to build one steel mill and then saved it to buy another steel mill. So you get the capitalized value of an idea.
All the previous thoughts in your life have led to a very complex program in your mental computer, sort of like a GPS system that guides you and directs you every minute of every day. If you want to change the results you're getting in the outer world, you have to reprogram your system so it takes you to a different destination. Number one is to set a clear goal of where you want to be and what you want to do and what you want to achieve sometime in the future. Everything starts with your making a positive statement about a desired future event, but you always say it in the present tense as though it were already true. You don't say, I will lose this amount of weight. You say, I weigh this number of pounds.
When you go out and try to do anything outside the norm, you are going to be faced with negativity. If you can become someone that can transfer negativity into productive action, you are literally unstoppable by outside circumstances and outside elements. The only person that can stop you when you're able to do this is you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing. without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.